Hello, dear listeners. If you're searching for a random podcast, you're in the right place. This is Milatifa, an MA student of didactics and a part-time EFL teacher, and you are listening to the Hallucinations podcast, a podcast as random as a droplet in the ocean can be.
The world today seems to wonder, is there any possibility to stop the bullying thing that our children in many generations and overcoming generation would face? I'm not talking here to stop the bullying itself, it's never would be a stop, but I'm talking about how to raise our children, to jump over that hurdle that the world puts in their faces and do not constrain those people to be a constraint. Thank you, Halatifa, so much for hosting me today. Thanks for your hospitality thus far.
Oh, never mind. It's always my pleasure to have you as a host in my as a guest in my podcast. So, as you mentioned earlier, today we're going to be talking bullying. So, bullying is the business today. I guess we're going to come up.
It's the business that we're gonna fix today.
Okay, I guess hopefully we're gonna fix some things. So, basically, Anwar, what is bullying to you?
Bullying is something that when someone feels that he's less than somebody else. For example, he wears better than me, he drinks and eats even better than me, he lives in a higher standard of living. I think that those problems that a man should see in himself, within himself, and feels that he's less than his friend would bully him. Well, this is the definition of that our doctors and psychiatrists say.
Okay.
But for me, I see that the raising of the kids, whether that kids had been raised in a healthy environment or not. For example, if he've seen his parents fighting much time. For example, if he had seen his face larger problems and issue in his very young age, that would be a very good reason to describe and to find solution and the real root of our unprecedented bullying.
Okay, so basically, Anwar, if we look at the movies, the American movies, actually.
What's wrong with the British movies?
Wait a minute, I'm just like giving an example. Like in American movies, it is always the rich boys at schools who are actually doing the bullying. Like, you know, they give that stereotypical image that the rich boy, you know, the most popular boy over there, those who wear, you know, those jackets of baseball, you see? This is a stereotypical image of a bully. But as you've been mentioning, so basically it's quite the contrary, as you've mentioned.
We'd like to thank American people for their meticulous movies, by the way, for they never get lumped or get tired to exaggerate the things that happen in our environments and daily life. So, you have mentioned a very good and detailed point here. Thanks for that point for mentioning it. For I think that even rich people can do a kind of bullying to less standards. That would give us the point to ask ourselves, what is the real roots of bullying?
Yeah.
Is it that someone feels less than others, or is it just something like a devilish power within the people that just they
oh
want?
Oh my god!
There's some people are sick.
This is one reason,
this
actually.
This is one reason,
yeah.
Yeah, but I believe that it came from the environments that kid have been raised in. The family. The family is all...
Okay, so we can say that the family is a kind of, you know, a fertile soul where bullying can, you know, kind of grow up and come. So let's go back to kind of an exact definition.
Excuse me if I'm going to interrupt you.
Okay,
Latifa.
Definitely.
Do you watch National Geographic documentaries?
Yeah,
oh,
definitely. Yeah,
what
I do.
What they say about the animals living their daily life, there's that... appears in there within them that they want to eat, they want to live, they want to be eaten.
Shall I
think this is the rule of our
this
nature.
This is called the fly or flight instinct.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. The circle of life.
Yeah, so basically
eat or be eaten.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
So you think
I think a kid, if he feels frustrated about his society, that he feels so weak, he bullies. He bullies in that point. Yeah. Just not to see or to show his, how to say, imitate pictures.
Okay, so basically, you know, people say that there are two different kinds of bullying. So basically there is, you know, the traditional bullying and there is the cyber bullying. So basically, can you just give us a recapitulation about what is traditional bullying and what is cyber bullying and how they are kind of different from each other?
A traditional bullying is when a kid gets bullied at school or at his home, at his workplace. Well, a traditional bullying then means that there are two people or more that are bullying someone specific. Yeah, face to face, directly to his face. But the cyber or bullying through the internet is something that really is more dangerous for someone can't define or help himself out of that problem. For a lot of people who say those bad comments, for example, if a kid posts his picture on Instagram, and a lot of his friends say, you look ugly, you look, oh my god, take that picture, take right of it. He would feel so frustrated that a lot of kid wouldn't talk anymore to their parents or their friends, for they feel unsafe. They don't feel safe anymore. Okay. For example, I don't know what's happening there inside within a kid's head, but I'm pretty sure he's thinking about how many people have seen that comment.
Okay, yeah, you know, so basically let's talk about like the worst thing about traditional bullying and the worst thing about cyberbullying. For me, I guess that for traditional bullying, the worst thing about traditional bullying is not like you being, you know, physically bitten or, you know, it's not like the physical harassment about traditional bullying.
The best way because, to be just
because,
beaten up.
Yeah, excellent, yeah, you can just be bitten up and you go to the hospital and your wounds kind of, you know, heal. But the wounds that there are, they are kind of psychological and, you know, when you are like so much, you know, touched by these words and stuff, it can last for a lifetime. However, you know, physical bullying, it's kind of, you know, I think it's not, I'm not like finding excuses for bullying at like in any way, but I'm just talking that about the fact that psychological harassment is worse than, you know, the physical one. And concerning cyberbullying, I think it's like the fact that in traditional bullying, you kind of know the bully. You know, this guy from my school is bullying me. He's saying shit about me. He's doing, you know, the bully thing. But however, when it is on the internet, when it is about cyberbullying, you don't know who's bullying you. It can be a fake account on the internet. It can be anyone, somebody who's older than you, somebody, a hacker, I don't know, some psychopath from the internet, from the deep web or something like that. You don't know who's the bully. I guess in traditional bullying, you know the bully. So basically, you can kind of address it. You can kind of, I don't know, there is something, you know, tangible you can see, but in cyberbullying, it's worse. Because the bully is kind of anonymous. It can be anyone on the internet, and I guess this is the worst part of it.
I guess the enemy, he would be there. Do you read for Noelle Sadelli, Latifa?
No.
She's an Egyptian woman.
Yeah.
She writes about bullying. She's most likely a psychiatrist.
Uh-huh.
She says,
yes,
and her continuing studies had led her to discover that the real reason of bullying or racism or all those kind of things is different.
Would you please spell her name or say it in Arabic so that our audience could, you know, have a look at those works? And...
Yes.
Okay.
Her name in Arabic is Noelle Sadawi.
Uh-huh.
She's an Egyptian woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Her
continuing studies have led her to discover that the real and the basic gist to say here about bullying and racism is the fear of difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, we are fearful towards those who are different from us?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
For example, we have a society.
Uh-huh.
The doctor says that she has passed away, God bless her. This doctor has said that we have here a society, the same culture, same religion, the same everything, same mentality and kind of thinking. just put another one and grab it from his society and put it within that society that we're talking about. He will get and he will face racism and bullying. For the people who don't, don't come over to see overseas and others, people, okay, other countries, they feel that they're the only culture that could exist in this world. So, to see something strange and unprecedented in that society would lead to racism or bullying. His culture differs from us. His religion differs from us. His kind of thinking differs from us. This is
so. So basically, you have to kind of attack that difference in order
This is what the doctor says.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, put bring three pigeons. They're all from the same heart state, from the same cage, and put another a free pigeon with them. It won't just treat them as well. The three pigeon would die after 2 hours, for they don't have any survival skills.
Okay.
But the third one would live. This is what doctor says here. The three pigeons is the three societies. If you put them outside their rooms, they will feel, they will face racism, bullying, and acceptness. Yeah. And the only cure here is to spread the mentality of tolerance between people. Yeah.
Okay. Can we talk about real life experiences where you or me or you know have been put into a situation where we have been bullied and we kind of analyze it, you know? Have you ever been bullied at school or on the internet or whatever?
Well, maybe I have seen so many of my friends getting bullied, and each one for a reason. But for my own experience, as far as I can recall, I feel bad that I was at the first year of the middle school.
Uh-huh.
And it was just my freshman year. Yeah, everything's new, everything's like. The only difference was that I'm known of the teacher. So the teacher was treating me differently from the others.
Okay.
Even if I do a mistake, she wouldn't scream or yell at me. Even if I do something bad at class, she wouldn't just take me to the principal. She treats me differently from the others. She would definitely slap someone in the face if he do such a thing that I was doing at her class.
Mm-hmm.
So this made my friends see me differently. For that specific privilege that I had. So they started to treat me differently and bully me. It's not like I told the teacher to treat me that, and I've spoken a lot, so many times to her and told her, please, I don't need your, I don't need those privilege here. I want to be like anyone else, and my friends are being so bad to me, annoying to me. So she didn't stop. She didn't stop and she continued to treat me better than the others.
Okay.
So, one day I was like doing my homework at class and the teachers entered and she was so furious for all the marks we've got was so bad. So she beat them, all my friends up.
Uh-huh.
She was using a very small hair. So, the only one who didn't get beaten up was me.
Oh my god!
I can recall how frustrated and angry and mad my friends was. And I was looking at them, I said, run, or they will get rid of you, I told myself. So, when the bell rang out, we all hang out, so first was the break time.
Uh-huh.
And this girls and boys, they surrounded me. And they didn't speak to me, but you are fat, you are what? You are. Beep, beep, beep. You can imagine a lot of N and F words and all the providing words.
I see.
Yeah, this was the first time I got bullied. This is why I told you that the doctor might be right on her opinion about saying that
difference is the key
of someone to bully somebody. Of course, we don't deny other reasons for racism.
Of course,
but
we don't.
But I think that the difference is more. For example, if you take a lot of countries around the world, they say, not specifically, America is a racist country.
Yeah.
The West is racist, the Middle East is racist. But if you like see and take a look on the bright side, we see that there are so many countries around the world that they have built their country on the differences between people. Take for example Canada.
Yep.
How many tribes of people they live in Canada?
Oh,
we have
so
Europeans,
many.
Black people,
yeah.
We have Arabs, we have Muslims, Jews, Christians.
Even in America also.
But we're talking about Canada, for its society was built on immigration.
Okay. Definitely.
I'd like to say that I take a word for a quote from Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada.
Uh-huh.
He said that our country was built on difference. We're different from each other. Different skin color, different hair color, eye colors, background color.
Even their ethnic groups, like
ethnic,
there are Muslims, there are
Christians.
Christians. Yeah.
We put all our differences aside and help us to achieve a real first for our countries to go forward. And I see that country that should be studied and should be kept focused by universities to study that form of society.
Yeah.
I see difference is not it's not something bad. I see it's something cool. What's bad is when people don't say that good thing in difference and they translate it into a bullying.
Yeah.
Bullying has got a lot of bad results.
Of course. I mean, let's go back to the story where you have been bullied by your friends. I want you to talk about like the psychological damage that happened to you. What did that incident kind of change inside you?
So, I was like at the precipice of the door of my teenage years.
Uh-huh.
So, I was like, I got a lot of emotions, still discovering myself. So, such a scene and scenery would happen to me would make me feel like, what had happened? I mean, I fought back,
of course.
But I still have that feeling that they shouldn't have done that in the first place.
Okay.
I know I was different. I differed from them, but it's not a reason why they should treat me like that.
Yeah.
It made me feel unsafe. For example, imagine yourself in a class full of friends. You all know each other. They know your name. You play with each other. You play together. Then one day, just for a pathetic reason.
Okay.
They start treating you badly and differently. You got that feeling that you don't feel safe anymore.
Yeah.
And you feel like this nature within us that say, fight back, fight back, fight back. So I say that a lot of kids, when they got bullied, they don't mentally be more, they lost their mentality balance. Yeah.
Okay.
Especially in teenage years.
This
is why I ask teachers,
mm-hmm.
and wherever we work at schools, to look after the students, not to let anyone be bullied. And if you ever get bullied, go to someone that you trust and tell them.
There are teachers who kind of, you know, turn a blind eye and they say that it's not my business. And especially,
yeah. And
there
this is the problem
there,
here.
Yeah, there
it's
is,
your problem as a student.
Yeah,
it's like more like your offspring that you didn't bear.
Yeah.
It's like that kid that gets bullied one day would be your doctor.
Of course.
You need to help him. It's a really, I think a lot of TV channels, kids TV channels like Cartoon
uh-huh.
Network and Spacetoon, they got into that topic and tried to fix it by publishing a lot of ideas and ads about how we should fight bullying and stop bullying at our schools.
Yeah.
Just to give our students a free and a very healthy environment to study.
Okay, going back to the idea of difference, so basically since our conversation has been, you know, going into the realm of difference and it is like the core of bullying and stuff like that, do you think that we can kind of look at a solution for bullying just from the idea of difference? Let me elaborate, like for example, teachers should kind of, you know, teach this culture of difference to their students, the fact that each and every one among you is different in a way, each and every one among you is unique in such a way, and that we should appreciate these differences and not kind of, you know, start bullying each other and stuff. Do you think that we can kind of find a solution, but build a solution upon this principal idea of bullying?
Well, it's not necessarily easy, but it's based off. Because
okay, each one of us.
Each one of us is unique. The way he is, you're beautiful in your way, beautiful in your way.
Okay.
That's what Lady Gaga once said in her one of her famous songs.
Yeah.
I can't recall the lyrics, but I believe that song was named I'm Beautiful in My Way, because God makes no mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The teachers now should have a lesson. Other than all the materials and subjects that students are studying at schools, like math, art.
Because
we need a session that a pupil should feel free to discuss whatever he thinks, to express about his opinions. Why do I have a different school color from my friend? Why do I wear differently from his?
Uh-huh.
Why does he do that, I speak that, he does that, I don't do that, I don't like that, he likes that? We need to discuss this with our students to make them that difference is a power. If all people were the same, we won't have a great society, because our society would be based on difference. I mean, don't tell me that all black people have painted Mona Lisa.
Or
white people are the ones who discover and to bring civilizations. No.
Okay.
We have a lot of tribes around the world. I think this is what we really need in our schools, to create a session, and we call it mentality session. Let's discuss, opinion session. Let's
okay,
discuss
call
opinions.
It whatever it is,
wherever.
Like the most important
but
is the content.
Off. Yes,
because
ideas, when they are discussed, will lead to a great result, especially for young brains.
Okay. And also, I think that this idea of having a session where we kind of discuss each other's differences and kind of I think that it will pay off, because let me talk about an experience of mine. It's not kind of bullying, but you know, when I was at high school, I was kind of, you know, committed to, you know, my community, my, you know, all the friends that I used to hang out where either my neighbors.
It's like you feel the society makes you feel devoted to it.
Okay.
But you're not. You're just doing it like because it says you got to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, of course. Like it was only my neighbors, my classmates, people from my hometown. So I had a lot of principles and ideas about people and judging. I used to judge a lot.
Yeah.
As a teenager and as a high school student,
I used to
judge a lot. And especially judging people by their looks, I used to do that. And I'm not afraid to say this because all people make mistakes. However, when I entered the university, it was a dramatic change in my life. Why? Because I got the chance to, you know, step out of that comfort zone, if I can call it. I got the opportunity to meet a lot of people with different, you know, socio-cultural backgrounds, people who don't wear hijab, people who are atheists, people who are depressed, people who come from the south,
there are really those kind of people within our universities.
Of course there
yeah.
are, because
so it's
like, school,
it's not just a little bit traumatic as you, it was like all open up to your eyes.
Sometimes they say that it's called university because it's like a small universe, it's
yeah.
universe.
Yeah,
because
I know that.
It has a lot of people, a lot of people. Believe me, it's a lot of people and you will get to know them. And
is it true? That's it, in your university. There's a lot of people, let's just say, from Mali and Asia.
Yeah, of course.
They come to
we
study.
We have people from other countries. We have people from Palestine, from Syria, those who get a scholarship to come and study here in Algeria and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, going to university was kind of a chance for me to meet with these people. I used to judge people, you know, based on their looks and stuff like that. However, when I entered the university and I had the chance to meet these people and, you know, discuss with them, my mentality has changed a lot. I've become more open to the other, you see, the different other,
different
if we can say. Yeah. Shall we talk about?
Did you have you ever seen people treat them badly talking about people who came from Niger. Looks for their difference from skin color.
Oh, definitely. We heard a lot of people. You know, and what they do is the fact that, you know, those people from Mali and Niger, like you said, they kind of don't understand Arabic. So basically,
if they don't understand Arabic.
Yeah, they don't quite understand Arabic, and they talk in their own native languages. You know, they have those dialects where you hear them talking. It sounds like French, but it's not French.
Yeah, it's, I know.
You see,
they got their own accents.
Of course, yeah. There is also a dialect, because the word sounds like a French word, but deep down it's not a French word. It's
not a French
word. Yeah. And they kind of talk about it. They like say, oh, get you by the piano, she's like passing by. And
so they say the N word.
Yeah, of course, Negro. They do. Yeah, they do say it. And I don't know if it's not more of face to face, but it's kind of behind their backs. Yeah, kind of. So that's why I wanted to talk about the exposure to the different other. And this is, as you have been mentioning, this is what we should teach our children at schools or wherever, that the different other is existent, and that we should respect his existence. We should respect his religion, his looks, his ethnicity and stuff like that.
Do you think that a Balig finds this sort of rootless existence appealing to him?
In what sense?
In the sense of humanity. Does he feel good about himself? This is what we think. I mean, we know what a Balig one feels.
Yeah.
He feels frustrated.
Of course. He feels stressed.
And loved.
Yeah.
He feels stressed. But the things that we sometimes we grab things from the whale, we don't grab in everything. There is an uncanny resemblance between being bullied and being the bully one.
Excuse me.
Sorry for. As I was saying, we tend to take everything from the wheel. We don't fix it on seeing and looking back if we left something. There is an uncanny resemblance between the bullied one and the bully. They all feel and safe. For example, the bullied one, he has done something that makes others follow him.
Yep.
And the bully, he doesn't feel safe. This is why he wants to show off that he's strong by bullying someone else. And this is what we call it the circle of life. A bully could be a bullied one in other life in past few years.
Okay, definitely.
In the last couple of years, I asked my fans, he was a bully. And when I say bully, he didn't let anyone else bully him. So I asked him, have you ever been bullied? He said yes. This is why I say a bully has experienced.
Yeah, so you say that we should look at it from a different perspective, and that we should not point fingers
bullied. As we focus on the bullied one, we need to focus on the bully and see the reasons why he bullied that guy.
Edward, what are the reasons that you think might lead someone to bully another one?
Whether he got bullied before, whether he's been raised in a bad environment, he's seen his parents fighting, his parents got divorced. He has that power inside of him that he didn't express about his opinions in house, so he let him and he translated them and to bullying other people. Like we say in Arabic, brrrd kubbu.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is the best reason for expressing.
I think also that culture has got a hand in bullying, don't you think? Especially the Algerian culture. In the sense that. Yeah, especially the fact that, you know, when a small child, you know, born in an Algerian family, the very first thing that they would do, he got khshmu from his father or his mother, we have always, like, imagine being raised up in a family.
Is a part of Algerian society.
Yeah, it is, and sometimes it goes even worse for being a bullying. I mean,
we even bully each other for the accent. I mean, a Jijalin guy doesn't speak like a Bijawi, and a Bijawi doesn't speak like a Kabi.
Definitely.
We have this different letters that we don't know how to pronounce correctly.
Yeah.
And we bother each other for it.
Yeah, of
course. You hear him how he pronounced the car word. Oh my god, he's not a Sicilian, he's Kabil, he's Amazigh.
Yeah.
Oh, let's not talk about Arabs and
it does actually, and even culture has got a hand in being bullying. So basically we cannot always like point fingers at the family or at the psychological psychopath. Then it can also be culture. Imagine being raised up in a family or in a culture where bullying is like the trend. How come that you don't become a bully yourself? I mean,
that's true.
I mean, I think this problem is so rooted into our culture, psychology, and so many things, and it can be discussed at multiple levels.
I see that. I think people would be more pleased, and we can fix that problem of bullying if you get in a circle table and discuss this. So, why do you bully me? Are you bullying me? I think that the best way to define your and to help yourself out of when you get into a bullying situation, what to do? Not fighting back. Fighting back will make things even worse. He won't stop, he bully you the day after. The best solution is to show ignorance. Ignore him.
But not all people.
He chose to be ghost you.
You know what? Not all people are capable to turn a blind eye to. There are people who are sensitive. There are people who.
So put your limits to
them. Who have, you know, kind of a weak personality.
If they have a weak personality, the best solution is to talk to someone, an adult. And that adult would definitely advise you how to act in such a situation. If you have a strong possible personality, ignore it. And if you want the bad result, you can fight it back.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the path towards finding a solution for bullying is so long, and you know, it should be treated at multiple levels.
I know. What about the bullying through the internet? The internet is
cyberbullying.
Yes, cyberbullying. It's full of internet fraudsters. How do we fight them, in your opinion?
Well, actually, you know, the main idea behind social media and stuff, it's social.
It's social.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of, a lot of companies, famous companies like Facebook and Instagram, they put their policy before entering that social media. We do not allow bullying or any criticism to other guy or other
people. You friends. Know, as I was saying, it's social media. I mean, you cannot, you know, make an account and make it private and, you know, restrict messages and restrict comments. I mean, what's the point of having an account on social media when you don't socialize? So basically, as you have been saying, the best thing is to always, whenever you get bullied or, you know, kind of harassed by somebody else, whoever he is, a friend, a hacker, someone you don't know or whatever, you should directly report it to, you know, the Facebook or the Instagram community, and they would, you know, restrict the account. Or you can also take it to Shorta Elektronia, because Takafat Shorta Elektronia
has... You have those companies?
Yeah, of course we have it. I've heard about it, like, recently. It's a brand new thing in you know, our society, and I think it's a great initiative, because there are so many people who are getting really, you know, deeply concerned about cyberbullying, and when police is involved, I think that it kind of lowers the risks, and it's kind of a solution for cyberbullying.
I think that all people here can do mistakes. Even a bully or a bully one. I mean, there's that famous quote that says that even a saint can do mistakes, so we normal people are even more likely to.
Of
course. The best one of us is the one who got and confessed his. That I got a mistake, I've done a mistake, I got a fault here, that I need to fix it. For bullying, I hope this discussion here helps a lot of people to find at least 2 or 3 answers for what they asked about.
Definitely. I would like to thank you so much for, you know, being my guest.
The honor is mine, Latifa. Thank you so much.
And
for
thank
that.
You so much for your illuminating ideas and, you know, the things that you have contributed. I hope You know what? This is like the longest episode I have ever recorded, and as they say, you are the biggest. So yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your audience here. Yeah. Wish they enjoyed our conversation here. Happy holidays.
Thank you so much for your patient attention, and thank you so much for choosing to listen to the Hallucinations podcast. See you in the next episode.